The FBI continues to express interest in a former Army researcher as it investigates the anthrax letters sent to media outlets and congressional offices last year. Dr. Stephen Hatfill has denied involvement in the anthrax attacks. The Associated Press today quotes a law enforcement official as saying there is no physical evidence to link him to the crime, but investigators are not prepared to clear him. News analyst Daniel Shore says we've heard statements like that before.
We thought the FBI's practice of manipulating the news media against its targets had gone out with J. Edgar Hoover, but apparently not. Dr. Stephen Hatfill, the germ scientist, has been left to contend with suspicion of involvement with anthrax. That suspicion appears to have been orchestrated by an FBI suffering from a tattered reputation in the war against terrorism. Dr. Hatfill, who worked in the Army's Biological Research Center in Maryland, was one of many persons questioned by the Bureau in its unrewarding search for the mailers of the anthrax letters that killed five persons. The FBI stresses that he's not a suspect, only a person of interest. But twice his home was searched, and each time the news media were tipped off in advance, coming with cameras, satellite trucks, and helicopters. The public was left to surmise that he was more than just a person of interest. Over the past weekend, Dr. Hatfill did something unusual. He launched a retaliatory media strike. He called a news conference to denounce the federal authorities for a smear campaign trying to make him the fall guy for their failure to solve the anthrax puzzle. The FBI denied any such intention. In the past, targets of FBI media campaigns have found it difficult to respond. Richard Jewell, a security guard at Atlanta's Centennial Olympic Park in 1996, spotted an abandoned knapsack that turned out to contain a pipe bomb. Before it could be disarmed, it exploded, killing one person, injuring more than 100. Soon, Jewell was under surveillance, his apartment searched with the media on hand, and he was designated in the press as the FBI's prime suspect. Eventually, he was recognized as the hero, not the villain, of the episode, and left to recover his reputation. Wenho Lee, Los Alamos scientist, was under an FBI espionage investigation for 10 years, with periodic leaks to the press. He spent 278 days in solitary confinement before the government gave up and accepted a guilty plea on a minor charge. Federal Judge James Parker denounced the FBI and the prosecution for misleading him and made a public apology to the defendant. Wenho Lee's book is titled My Country Versus Me, and it blames the FBI for the end of his American dream. Now Stephen Hatfill has done what no FBI target has done before, summoning the news media to proclaim that he is a patriotic American, victimized by the FBI and an all-too-eager news media. This is Daniel Shore.